We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:59. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, February 18th. It's the Washington's birthday federal holiday.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A Hutchinson man is sentenced to 2 years in prison for intentionally killing a cyclist.
I'm Rodney Price. Kansas's senators are worried about President Trump's national emergency declaration.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Cloud cover and cold temperatures will stick around for much of today, but a new winter storm is off to the west, and it will likely be impacting us by tomorrow. What can we expect? Our full forecast is on the way.
A man has died after a shooting. This was last evening in South Wichita. It happened in the 4400 block of South Broadway shortly before 7 p.m. A male victim was critically injured with a gunshot wound and was hospitalized but passed away. Police are looking for a suspect who was driving in a white four-door vehicle. Police do believe that the suspect and the victim did know each other. The Great Texas Warrant Roundup begins today, and law enforcement says it's a way to voluntarily resolve cases and pay fines. But attorneys across the state are urging people to talk to them before they do anything.
Hundreds of local law enforcement agencies are participating in the Great Texas Warrant Roundup. They say it's to allow people to resolve outstanding citations through paying them and avoiding arrest. The City of Plano's website, for example, says they began calling people last week to notify them about their warrants. If they don't take advantage of this amnesty period, they could be arrested during an enforcement period next week. Plano also lists the top offenders on their website. The top two have 12 warrants each. Attorneys are warning people to take this seriously, but also cautioning that just paying a fine won't resolve everything. In the case of traffic violations, it could result in points on your driving record and an increase in insurance rates. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Sean Spicer attended the Kansas GOP convention, which was held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Topeka. KNSS radio host John Whitmer caught up with the former White House press secretary. Whitmer asking Spicer about President Trump possibly being opposed in the 2020 Republican presidential primary.
I think any primary that he gets is token at best. The party rules in themselves and Trump's popularity within the party make it a complete fool's errand for anybody to challenge.
John Whitmer's show airs on Sunday evening from 7 to 9 right here on KNSS. A judge has sentenced a Hutchinson man to 2 years in prison for intentionally crashing into a bicyclist who later died.
The Hutchinson News reports District Judge Trish Rose on Friday issued the sentence to 19-year-old Taylor Lucone. The sentence was a departure from a minimum 8-year sentence that prosecutors and defense lawyers had recommended. Lucone ultimately acknowledged intentionally hitting 51-year-old Jose L. Lopez as he was riding his bicycle on September 21, 2017. Lopez suffered numerous broken bones and a head injury, and he died 11 days later at a Wichita hospital. A passenger says Lucone made a U-turn and accelerated as he swerved to hit Lopez. The judge cited Lucone's age, lack of a prior criminal record, and that he'd admitted to his actions. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Kansas's two Republican U.S. senators worry about the precedent set by President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico to secure more money for a wall.
Senators Jerry Moran and Pat Roberts said Saturday that they are concerned that a future president could use a similar declaration to impose policies that Congress has not authorized. The White House has said $6.1 billion will be redirected to the wall. But the senators said they are studying the question of how much authority the president has under the U.S. Constitution to make such a move. Moran says he's worried that if it gets used this time, what's the next instance in which it becomes used? Roberts says he worries about government by fiat in the future. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A landmark case beginning in court today for an Olympic champion and whether she can compete as a woman.
South African runner Caster Semenya burst onto the scene 10 years ago and has been winning gold medals ever since. But throughout, she's been dogged by complaints that she has an unfair advantage, naturally high levels of testosterone. Today, she appeals at the Court of Arbitration for Sport to overturn proposed rules that would require athletes in her position to lower their testosterone levels with medication. Semenya's lawyers say she has a genetic gift. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It is 8:04 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A bad airline passenger is going viral. And, of course, it is a federal holiday today. We'll talk about that coming up. KNSS News Time, 8:04. With Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Video footage of a drunken JetBlue passenger throwing a fit have gone viral.
Valerie Gonzalez boarded a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale to Las Vegas last week, and she got upset about sitting next to a three-year-old. She proceeded to behave like one while informing the flight crew, "I've been drinking all day." At one point, she spits on the passenger in front of her, who she claims is recording her. Gonzalez was booted off the plane. When Gonzalez exited to the terminal, she tried to board the flight again, but not before clobbering the JetBlue agent who stopped her. She's charged with battery. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Today is a federal holiday, Washington's birthday.
President's Day. It's more than just a day the bank is closed and there are sales on mattresses and appliances. It was originally established in 1885 to recognize the birthday of George Washington. Then the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which is a real thing, came along in 1968. It included a provision that combined Washington's birthday with that of Abraham Lincoln and was seen as a way to make more three-day weekends, reducing federal worker absenteeism. The holiday eventually morphed into an honor not just for those two presidents, but to mark the achievement of all presidents. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 8:09 with Steve and Ted. And we'll go ahead and take a look at traffic.
And right now in traffic, continue watching out for a slowdown. Stalled out vehicle. This is northbound on I-135 right around the 8th and 9th Street exits. Potential slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast. Interesting stuff coming up. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy sky, temperatures should be in the low 20s by around lunchtime, 28 for the high this afternoon. Tonight's low 20, and then tomorrow, snow will move in during the afternoon as a powerful winter storm comes in from the west. Our high 29, potentially 1 to 2 inches possible, with snow changing to freezing drizzle by Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the north. It's mostly cloudy, 15 degrees with a wind chill of zero. Your weather forecast as we head into this Monday, the early part of the work week. It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A court case is brewing in South Africa, and it concerns athletics and concerns gender, and there's all sorts of things going on. In fact, the appeals court that's hearing it is in Switzerland. So this involves different countries and different dynamics going on. Let's try to sort it out with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen in London today. Interesting case beginning today, Simon.
Morning. Yeah, potentially a landmark case as well. And this is, yes, in Switzerland at the Court of Arbitration for Sport. So that is the top legal authority in sport. And it's all about a runner from South Africa called Caster Semenya. And she has been dominating middle distance running for nearly 10 years now. She's a two-time Olympic gold medalist in the 800 meters, a three-time world champion. She's actually the reigning champion at both the Olympics and the Worlds. But throughout her career, she has been dogged by complaints that she has an unfair advantage, specifically naturally high levels of testosterone. And this has manifested itself in questions as fundamental as whether she is a man or a woman. She has faced extraordinary levels of personal scrutiny. Some of her rivals have complained that the playing field simply isn't level. And the situation has come to a head with track and field's governing body proposing a change to the rules. And what it wants to do is require athletes in Caster Semenya's position to lower their testosterone levels using medication. And if they don't, they won't be allowed to compete. Well, Caster Semenya is appealing that, and so that's what this court has to decide, whether track and field authorities should be allowed to do this.
So was this all fueled by her competitors, or was it more fueled by the track association itself?
Yeah, the IAAF, which runs track and field, has been pretty forward in its position on this, which is that it wants these rules to come into place, that it has conducted research, it has published that research, looking at elite female athletes and those with elevated or naturally higher levels of testosterone. And the research they published said that that alone gives a woman in that position an advantage of between about 2 and 4%, and they say therefore this needs to change. And so they've come up with this idea, and the head of the IAAF, Sebastian Coe, told reporters outside the court today, said the regulations that we are introducing are there to protect the sanctity of fair and open competition. Now, Caster Semenya's lawyers and her supporters, and she has a lot of supporters in this case, they say that her lawyer said it's a genetic gift that she's got, and they say that should be celebrated and not discriminated against. And the comparison that's often made when this case comes up is with Michael Phelps, the massively successful American swimmer who won medal after medal at the Olympics. Well, he has a very long torso, and he's also got big hands and big feet. And so the question there is that a natural gift? And has Caster Semenya got the same sort of thing? And therefore, is it right to be requiring her to take medication?
Is there any indication about which way this court might swing on this?
No, not at all. And it's going to be a five-day hearing, or that's the time they've set aside, which in Court of Arbitration for Sport terms is an eon. It's a really long case, this. And they're hoping that they're going to have a ruling by the end of March. So, no, there's no clue how it might go. And we don't even know whether they'll simply look at the science, or will they consider ethics and gender politics as well, because this potentially has implications for transgender athletes going forward. You know, there are huge implications for this case. It's a really interesting one to figure out where it's going. But ultimately, at the center of it, there is a very successful female athlete here who, if she loses this week, is looking at her career being over as she knows it. She'd have to switch to different events, or she would need to start taking medication for the next 6 months before she's allowed to compete again.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London. How are things in London today, Simon?
What are we doing? We're fine. We're cloudy. We're getting on with things, and we're marking off the days on the calendar until Britain is due to leave the European Union. That is the dominant news story here, and plenty of upheaval and mystery about how and if it's actually going to happen.
When is that date on the calendar?
March 29th.
Oh, so yeah, well, 5 weeks away, yeah.
Indeed.
I know you'll keep us updated as we go along. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
That's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London, giving us an update on that landmark track and field case involving the runner from South Africa, that hearing coming up all week long in Switzerland.
Always good to hear from Simon.
Yep. Good to check in with somebody overseas and tell us what's going on. It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Monday morning. We're not spending 3 months' salary on engagement rings. And I know the we is a collective we, but some people do, some don't. For decades, the jewelry industry has encouraged the, I don't know if it's a cliche or a standard, but you've heard this, mostly men are encouraged to spend 3 months' salary on an engagement ring.
Yeah.
Which for someone that's making $40,000 a year, you're talking about $10,000 on an engagement ring.
Yeah.
But apparently this marketing push isn't working. A new survey finds the average price paid for an engagement ring is about a little less than $2,000. Only 7% of survey respondents are putting up five figures for a ring. So,
yeah. Well, let me say this about diamonds. This is interesting. I was actually just watching some podcasts about this. It wasn't always 3 months. When they first kind of started running out the promotional push for this is how much you've got to spend on your diamonds, they started it at 1 month's salary, thinking that would never, ever happen. But if we say it, people will at least spend some
At least be in their heads, yeah.
And then the average kind of went up to that. So they thought, how far can we push this? So then they started changing it in their promotions from 1 month to 2 months, and it actually got up to that point at one point, so they went ahead and pushed it to three. It has never gotten to that. So they found their balance point at 3 months.
Yeah, I guess.
Is basically how they came across that. And, of course, you say it's been around for decades, and it really has, but that push actually didn't start until the 1900s. So there were places in the world up until just fairly recently where diamonds really weren't even advertised as a sort of wedding thing. And here in the U.S., that didn't even happen until the early 1900s.
I feel like that's what I've heard my whole life, is the three-month salary line. Is there such thing as a midlife crisis? Well, they say you can forget about it. They did a 10-year study on this. It took them 10 years to come up with the determination that there's no such thing as a midlife crisis.
Okay.
Researchers say middle age is actually the best time of life for a vast majority of people. In the past, it was thought middle age brought with it stress about your health and personal turmoil. Instead, the study claims that most people enjoy a good sense of control and well-being about their lives. I guess. As for the sports car and the younger woman fantasy of a typical male midlife crisis, 9 in 10 men surveyed said they had never experienced such a thing.
Hmm.
So it might be more of a movie-driven thing
than reality,
perhaps.
Then again,
I mean, we all go through those,
those phases,
sure. Middle of life, yeah.
I don't know. I was going to say, what's wrong with a sports car and a younger woman? But I suppose that's, not entirely fair.
It's different for everyone.
Yeah,
whatever,
it is.
Whatever, gets you to the next day.
I think exactly.
It's 8:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Yesterday, we had Shocker men's basketball after a whole week off. The Shockers were on the road at Cincinnati yesterday. First visit for the Shockers to the Cincinnati campus in 49 years. Cincinnati's tough to play on campus. They've won 13 in a row going into that game yesterday. The Shockers really had a tough shooting day, missed a ton of shots. In fact, the Shocks missed 52 shots yesterday, missing from everywhere and fairly often. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Shockers almost have to get a stop every time now. Cumberland penetrating, spinning, little twisting hook is good.
Oh, man. Drove to his left, spun back to his right. Fadeaway floater in the lane by Cumberland.
He's got 27. Cincinnati leads by 10. Haynes Jones, step back three. No good from the top. And McDuffie got submarine from behind on the rebound. No call, and Cincinnati comes up with it.
Yeah, Jennifer went under him, and I don't know if McDuffie's going to get hurt there, but there was another wide open three. Smaje just couldn't knock it down.
Shockers are 7 of 33 from beyond the arc.
Oof. Cincinnati won the game 72-62 as the Shockers shoot only 27% from the field in this loss. Freshman Dexter Dennis did have his first career double-double, 14 points, 13 rebounds. But the Shockers see their four-game winning streak come to an end. After the game, remarks from Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
There's some things that make me happy from a team perspective, an individual performance perspective, but obviously we lose the game on a Sunday on ESPN to Cincinnati by 10. So that's the bottom line. I mean, we can't sugarcoat it. We lost the game by 10, and there's many reasons.
Shockers now 12-12 on the season, but only 1-7 in road games this year. The Wichita State women won yesterday at Coke Arena. They beat SMU 53-42. 8 three-pointers for the Shocker ladies. That's season high. Shocker women win their 9th home game of the season. And, of course, on Monday nights, we chat about Shocker hoops. It's WSU Basketball Coaches Show night. Men's coach Greg Marshall up first at 6 o'clock, and then women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock, both right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley. Go have dinner with Shocker basketball coaches tonight out at 13th and Greenwich, and listen right here on KNSS. Men's basketball tonight for 18th-ranked Kansas State. The Wildcats are on the road at West Virginia, going up against former K-State coach Bob Huggins. K-State has lost its last 5 trips to West Virginia. Kansas State does go into this one in first place with a half-game lead atop the Big 12 standings. Big game tonight for K-State on the road at 8 o'clock tip-off That'll be nationally televised on ESPN. The Wildcats are a 7.5-point favorite going into West Virginia tonight. College baseball yesterday, the Shockers in Tempe, Arizona. Wichita State had a 3-0 lead halfway through the game and ended up losing 13-8. Gave up a lot of runs in the final four innings there, as four Shocker errors led to 7 unearned runs for Pepperdine. Shockers also left 14 runners on base. That didn't help either. The Shockers dropped 3 out of 4 in their opening weekend in Tempe, Arizona. The Shocker softball team had a really good weekend, going 5-0 at the Louisiana Tech Invitational, wrapping it up with an 8-0 win over Fairleigh Dickinson yesterday. Shocker softball team now on a 6-game winning streak. And a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Chiefs guard Brian Waters, 42 today, 5-time Pro Bowl player for the Chiefs in his 11 years with Kansas City during the 2000s. And he was quite the offensive lineman. Brian Waters, 42 today. And former slugger for the Kansas City Royals, Big John Mayberry. Slugger back in the 1970s for those Royals teams. John Mayberry is 70 years old today. 2-time All-Star. He is in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame. At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS. It is 8:23 with Stephen Ted in the morning right here on KNSS. We will take a look at traffic and weather. And Sean Hannity says it's garbage. What might that mean? Well, we'll find out in the Sean Hannity Morning Minute coming up with Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break. Yep, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Yep, there goes Jed. I'm following him. Coffee break. KNSS News Time, 8:24.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.